AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In today's hearing by the January 6th Select Committee, advisors testified they repeatedly told then-President Donald Trump he had lost and his claims of a rigged election were wrong. As those hearings play out for the public, a key viewer is also watching. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
I am watching.
Lawmakers have indicated perhaps the most important audience member is Attorney General Merrick Garland, who would decide whether the department can and should prosecute Donald Trump.
The January 6th prosecutors are watching all the hearings as well.
While committee members say they have enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider an unprecedented indictment against the former president, Garland's giving no details about the probe, except to say whomever needs to be held accountable will be.
Regardless of their level, their position, and regardless of whether they were present at the events of January 6th.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The committee holds another hearing Wednesday morning. The leader of the white supremacist Patriot Front group and 30 of his followers from 11 states were arrested this past weekend. They were dressed in riot gear, including shields, and packed into the back of a U-Haul truck as they headed to a park in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, to instigate a riot at the park where families, children, and supporters were gathered to celebrate the LGBTQ community. Police Chief Lee White tells KXLY there are more than a few wild rumors swirling around online about the arrests.
Let me be very clear here. These were not law enforcement officers that we arrested. These were members of the hate group Patriot Front. These were not Antifa in disguise, nor were they FBI members in disguise.
Wall Street is in a bear market. S&P 500 fell 3.9% today, bringing it more than 20% below the record high set in January. This is AP News. New York expands legal protections for people seeking and providing abortions. Governor Kathy Hochul signing the bills today.
And a woman's right to determine and make her own decisions about her own body. And they are simple messages. Not here, not now, not ever.
The laws also allow people to sue for unlawful interference with their right to reproductive health care when civil or criminal charges are filed against them for seeking, accessing, or providing abortions. The Navy issues letters of censure to 3 Marine and 2 Navy officers in the 2020 sinking of an amphibious assault vehicle off the Southern California coast that killed 8 Marines and a sailor. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro faulted the officers for inadequate leadership and execution of their oversight duties. Censure is often career-ending for military officers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.